People have been tracking things like points, rebounds, and assists in basketball for almost as long as they've been playing. Analytics takes that to the next level. It's the phenomenon made famous in the 2011 baseball flick Moneyball, starring Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill.
I believe there's a championship team that we could afford because everyone else undervalues them, like an island of misfit toys.
Analytics often uses complicated formulas to look beneath the surface to see what the numbers show you about performance. Not everyone's sold. The loudest skeptic may be former NBA great Charles Barkley, who calls analytics, quote, crap.
The NBA is about talent. All these guys who run these organizations who talk about analytics, they have one thing in common. They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game, and they never got the girls in high school, and they just want to get in the game.
But at the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference over the weekend, some smart guys were doing the laughing.
Yeah, his name came up a lot at the conference. Most presenters were pretty good at getting a laugh by bringing up a picture of Charles Barkley.
Mike Lopez teaches statistics at Skidmore College. He also covered the conference for the ESPN blog 538, which basically relies on analytics to cover anything newsworthy. Lopez believes in the numbers, but knows the trick is using them correctly.
I think teams have a really hard time discerning valuable information and valuable things that will help their team from sort of salesmen that are just pitching that are really good at selling their information.
Longtime NBA sports writer Mark Heisler isn't completely sold.
You can BS just as easily as, in numbers as you can in words, or maybe even easier.
Most professional teams, especially in baseball and basketball, are using analytics right now, though their strategies differ.
Some of them, I think, have major roles in decision-making, and that could be in-game decision-making. That could be decision-making in the draft. And then I think others are perhaps a little bit more on the outside. They have a role and they probably work very hard, but maybe they don't get listened to as often.
So what about the Spurs? They just got this big award, and ESPN recently ranked the team as one of the top 10 of any sport in analytics use.
I mean, they use the Spurs, San Antonio Spurs, as an example of a team that's all in. And I talk to Spurs people and they don't say they're all in.
Mark Heisler says he talked to Spurs manager R.C. Buford, who also got an analytics award last weekend, about taking the data to Spurs head coach Greg Popovich.
The numbers people, they develop stats and insights, and then they bring them to him, and then he looks them over, and if he sees merit in them, he'll take them to Pop. But knowing, as he told me, knowing that Pop is very old school, so it better be good. And Pop's liable to dismiss it anyway.
But did Pop even know about the analytics award? Mike Lopez.
Yeah, no, that's I saw that report as well. And I think it comes back to the fact that analytics can mean different things to different people. The Spurs do a very good job of doing a lot of things that are sort of numbers-based. So their coach might not think that he's using numbers sort of in the most advanced way, but I certainly think that they are.
Analytics, talent, or coaching? No doubt it'll be the combination of all three for anyone placing a bet on tonight's game against the Sacramento Kings. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.